So who are you guys?
Hey, I'm Forrest Key. I'm a product manager here at Microsoft.
And who are you?
Ray Winninger. I'm an evangelist here at Microsoft.
And why are we meeting in front of the Mix poster here?
Because this is, we had a meeting a couple weeks ago to talk about Mix, and we had this interesting artist in who, as we met, he drew this wonderful sort of mural in real time, sort of illustrating what we were talking about, and it turns out that this is probably the best, yep, quickest capsule description of Mix there is. We really like the mural. Yep.
What was the highlights of this mural for you?
I just... You know, Mix is such a complex thing, like the web itself, and there are so many different aspects of it, and I'm just impressed with how he captured all those different aspects, and he was able to draw these nice little lines connecting related thoughts.
It's
and
a really good visualization.
Yeah, it's a great visualization.
Creative brainstorm, basically.
So what kind of meeting is around the corner that we're going to?
Around the corner, we're going to go talk about the Mix. Content at, yeah, Mix, and sort of what sort of things you're likely to see there, and some of the folks who will be coming along with the coming along to speak and so forth.
Cool. So what's happens in the 2 weeks since we saw that poster drawn?
So in the 2 weeks since then, we've actually posted on the Mix website descriptions for about the first half of the sessions, about 50% of the sessions that'll take place at Mix. We've closed on some real exciting third parties who will be involved at Mix, who will come and speak and give presentations and so forth, and lots, basically. Every day is another adventure here at Mix Central.
So... Who are you? We know who you are, Steve Cellini.
Working on Mix.
Yep. And Joshua Allen over here, Microsoft's first blogger. Do you still have arrows in your back?
That's right, yeah. Yeah, so I'm the content owner for the Beyond the Browser session. So we're going to be talking about the ways that you can have your content and your services reach people when they're in their living room, sitting on the couch, when they're on the road with their mobile devices, and so on.
So Ray, I guess the question that people are asking out in the blogosphere and on our, where's the meat?
Where is the meat? So, as we just talked about, a lot of that meat has finally appeared. If you go to mix06.com, you'll find a link that'll lead you off to an agenda that talks about, you know, sort of how the days will be structured, and abstracts for about half of the sessions overall. We're adding more weekly, so at the end of this week there'll be yet another batch, and within the next couple weeks here you'll see a complete description of everything that's going on there. I think from those sessions you get a real good sort of idea of the ground that we're going to cover at the conference, and we're real excited about it because we don't think there's... You know, those of us working on it, we go to a lot of web conferences as well and so forth. And we don't think there's a conference that really covers quite the same ground as Mix. So as the content picture is fleshing itself out, we've gotten more and more excited about what we're doing.
Who's the big name again? Tim O'Reilly?
So Tim O'Reilly will be there. And what's even more interesting than that is Tim will be joining Bill Gates on stage for an interesting, spirited discussion about the web and where it's going and all of that stuff. So I know I really look forward to seeing that. I think that's going to be one of the highlights of the conference for me. And I'm sure that'll generate lots of interesting sound bites and snippets for the blogosphere there. But
now Tim's an advocate of open source and and Web 2.0, right?
He is indeed.
Should be a controversial keynote, probably.
I think there may be some controversial aspects to it. And really, you know, we believe at Microsoft that we can find a way to work with anybody. So and this is part of our, you know, we're gonna try to prove that here. So we think we can find common ground with anybody, you know, and I think while there will be lots of controversy and lots of interesting back and forth, I think what people might be surprised by is just how much Tim and Bill come to agree upon in that conversation, and so it'll be fun.
Now, from talking to you guys in the hallway, I know you're holding some things in your back pocket that you're not revealing yet. Right?
A few things that we're in the process of closing out. We've got more sort of big names that you know will And we're not holding them in our back pocket to be secretive or anything. We just need to make sure that all of the, you know, that everything's all squared away with them and their people and so forth and how these things get announced. A couple of things I can tell you is that in this batch of new sessions going up is we're going to have some presenters from Amazon and eBay joining us. So their stuff will be going up soon.
Now, are they going to give technical details or is this going to be eBay announcing a new initiative? Tell me a little bit about what they're
going to
be doing. Sure.
So, both Amazon and eBay are going to be presenting technical sessions at Mix about, you know, in some cases about our technology, about their technology, about how the two work together. You know, they may be doing some other things there as well. You know, I think this is, as we've talked about before in this stuff, you know, the web is a community phenomenon, and we're really trying to involve as many third parties as we can. You know, there is no Microsoft story for the web. There's a Microsoft, you know, Microsoft is a participant in a greater community, and we're conscious of that. And so, you know, we want lots of other folks to tell their stories there as well. You know, I think you're going to see several other major websites, you know, and people in that realm doing similar things at Mix, and that's going to be fun for us. I mean, at Microsoft, you know, that's a little different than the way we do things at a lot of our other conferences, and so we're really looking forward to that.
Can we pull in Forrest and some of the other guys? How deep technically are what are you going to be doing there? And well, your team. Let me get over there.
So I work on the Microsoft Expression family of tools, which is a new offering from us for professional designers. So we'll be rolling out available CTP community technology preview builds of all those products, three products, the graphic design tool, interactive design tool, and web design tools.
Right.
And we'll be talking about, you know, the very exciting ways in which designers can now work with developers on projects for building really great experiences for the web and Windows.
But are you really going to get down in the metal and show some really deep technical content, or are you just going to be...
Much more so than we have before. Now, technical, by technical, we mean, you know, details about the products and how they can be used. They are design tools, so for a classic developer audience, it'll be very different. We actually, at Mix, we'll have quite a few designers, so it's not just developers. We want web designers to attend and really look at how designers and developers can work together to build better experiences. So the Expression family of products is for a different audience, and the classic Channel 9 viewer, perhaps, historically at least, but we think going forward, the kind of the design development team expands into a bigger group of people that work together, and as that is starting to happen, in best practices, you know, some of the best applications and sites that are out there right now have been built by those larger teams.
Right.
So as that becomes more the de facto standard for how, you know, people build these applications, we think the designer is going to be an important role.
Right. But, like, in Sparkle, or what do you call Sparkle?
So the Sparkle, which was the code name for Expression Interactive Designer, this is a rich design service for building interfaces for WinFX using, you know, the Windows Presentation Foundation, which was formerly codenamed Avalon.
Yep.
So Interactive Designer is a very exciting tool. We actually will have available bits and sample projects, and we'll actually do run-throughs of, you know, very specific projects and how they were built. Hands-on kind of experiments.
Yeah.
And
the clock in Windows Vista was built in Interactive Expression Designer, right?
There's a lot of stuff that we've been using Interactive Designer for internally. It's hard to keep track of which specific projects. But basically, you know, the designers can look at the look and behavior of an application, and then the developer can add the code and functionality, and kind of the gains in productivity are quite impressive because the designers can noodle and play with the interface and how things are presented to maximize usability and, you know, productivity and just fun. And the developer can really focus on deployment and coding and functionality. And you literally can be working simultaneously. So a lot of the demos that we do is actually designer and developer working at the same time in parallel. And as they're checking things in and out of the project or saving and building, the results are phenomenal.
Yeah. But even things like, even in a simple so-called app like Solitaire, right? If you win Solitaire, these little cards start bouncing around. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to do that in interactive Expression. I'm sorry.
Interactive Designer.
I like Sparkle a lot better. Can we make shorter names of Microsoft?
The Expression is a family of tools. Ultimately, it's about expression. Expression will give a designer all the tools they need to do the graphics and then focus on Windows and web applications. So Web Designer, which I don't think you've gotten as excited about yet, is actually a really exciting product because it's a standards-based, you know, XHTML, CSS, ASP.NET style development environment, but it's, you know, designer view onto that process. So really rich design surface that makes it very easy for a designer to work on a web application, making sure that it's completely standards-based, totally cross-browser, cross-OS compatible, and it works very nicely with Visual Studio. So a Visual Studio developer working on data feeds and back-end functionality can, again, integrate the design development process in a new way. So web designer actually, in some ways, is just as exciting as interactive designer. We're very proud of that product, and we'll be showing it for the first time publicly in any significant way at Mix. So Mix is, in some ways, the coming out party for that product.
Yeah. Anything else you guys are... Thomas, I know you've been studying up on all sorts of new programming environments.
Oh, very much so. So I've probably been focusing mostly on Atlas. I was the ASP.NET evangelist in Redmond. And so Atlas is pretty exciting right now because folks are looking at, what's a framework I can use for building these Ajax-style applications and mostly thinking in terms of web experience. How can I enhance that web experience for my users, for my customers, and things like that.
Now, we're using Atlas internally all over the place. InfoPath now uses Atlas, right? The demo I did on Channel 9 was with a Firefox browser, and they were showing as you filled out the form, it was using Ajax techniques to display stuff right underneath the form.
Yeah.
So are we going to have experts like that come and teach the classes?
So a lot of the things that you'll see there is that we'll have folks from the product team there, so you can actually talk to the architects and the designers and developers of Atlas. And we will be providing kind of what is that guidance. And what I like about something like Mix is that it's just not the typical Microsoft conference where you're going to have, just a bunch of people herded into a room and we sort of talk at you and then you leave. What we're trying to do is we're trying to create this, experience, so to speak, of, having this discussion and then also talking to a wide variety of audiences. So whereas we may have spent quite a bit of time, like at our last PDC, saying, okay, Atlas, for the developer, we're now going to talk about, why is Atlas so important to the designer or someone who is building a Web 2.0 business? Why would they care about something like that?
Will we learn where the edges are on this technology? Because there are edges on Atlas. You can do some stuff with Atlas, but you hit edges, right?
Well, I think that the way that we've designed the sessions, so instead of us talking at you and then the last 3 minutes we say, well, if you have any questions, ask real quickly as people are filing out. We're giving people a lot more time to ask those questions. So what we want to do is not only do we want to provide what those edges could possibly be, but we want also people in the audience to say, hey, we've done this type of stuff as well, and here are the challenges we face. And we're really looking at some of the partners that are going to be there as well who can say, hey, we've lived through this stuff. We've, been on the hemorrhaging edge, of, technology, so we can kind of give advice as well. So more of a discussion type thing versus us just yakking at you.
If I'm a developer, am I going to get a ton of source code?
It's
always about the source code.
We know that. I mean, we could not have a conference without giving people bits to play with, because we can talk about it for 72 hours, but really what matters is that when people go home, that they're actually working on it and they're looking at this stuff, and the good part of it too is that when people start playing around with it, that's when those interesting scenarios come up, and that's the sort of feedback we're also looking for as well from the product team perspective, is that, hey, I took it home, I'm trying to do this with it in my scenario, and here's what we found out. And the good part about that is that the product teams won't think of every scenario. Yeah. So what we want to do is we want to hear what people's scenarios are so that we can make sure we build a product that works for them.
Yeah. And Joshua, you're the Internet Explorer evangelist here, right?
Yeah, I'm an evangelist for IE and the RSS platform in Vista, which kind of falls into the next generation browsing experience track. Also working on the content for the Beyond the Browser track, which is going to cover, getting into people's living rooms and so on. One of the things that
are you going to show Media Center up then?
Yeah. So this is. This is what I think is really interesting about this conference as well, is that we're not just focusing on developer-oriented, deep technical sessions. So one of the sessions that we're going to have in this track is going a drill down into the hard numbers about you know, how many machines have media centers, you know, how many machines are equipped to be able to show your stuff on people's TVs in their living rooms. You know, there's a billion mobile devices out there, you know, running some Windows Mobile, some Symbian, and so on. But how can you get your content and your experience onto those billion devices as well? And I think that, you know, when people see the numbers there and when they see the analysis that some of the large media companies we're working with will be prepared to talk about as well, they'll be really surprised and you know, see there's a lot of opportunity there. So
your track will have both strategic discussions, you know, business value discussions, as well as
yes.
deep technical stuff, like what can I do with IE?
Yeah.
And how can I push it around?
Yeah, in fact, across the conference, we're going to have sessions, you know, oriented at business decision makers that have these kind of, you know, here's, you know, exactly, you know, what kind of money you're looking at in these different scenarios. The other thing that's interesting is designer-oriented sessions. So one that I think is going to be pretty cool in the Beyond the Browser track is, you know, if you're a designer and you're trying to design the user experience for an application that's going to run on somebody's large plasma screen and they're going to be using a remote control to pilot the application, then, you know, what are some of the best practices there? So we're going to bring in designers who have real-world experience with these things and have a discussion about that.
And there's real business there, right? If you buy the media center, you get to see a whole online spotlight area where you can buy things, right? It's
yep.
It's not, you know, a monkey business. It's real business there.
Yeah, and in fact, I think this is another thing that we're going to highlight a lot at the conference is the business models there are, you know, a lot of these opportunities are changing the business models, the way that people have done advertising in the past, tied it to their content and tried to pull people into a single portal, you know, or subscription-based models and so on. So we'll definitely have discussions about where the business opportunities are there.
And you're going to show off how to develop sites for the new mobile phones? Like you have one of the new, what is that?
Actually, mine is about 4 years old.
Looks like one of the newer ones. I don't even have my phone in my pocket,
but
I just got a new singular phone and I've used it to buy tickets for movies and look up reviews and read a lot of stuff. I mean, the browsing experience, even on a small screen that big, is really amazing, and it's changing my usage behavior on the web.
Yeah.
Is your track going to cover all
that? Yeah, so we're definitely going to cover you know, location aware services, mobile services, and that's kind of what I was getting at with the whole business discussion, that, you know, as you start to target a mobile device, you know, you can look at taking your rich experience that you have today and making it available on a device that can handle a rich experience like that. But you'll also be interested in targeting devices that may not be running, you know, Windows Mobile with all of its rich capabilities, and we'll talk about the ways that you can do that as well.
Right. So. Are you guys going to cover non-Microsoft browsers or just Microsoft browsers?
Well,
I mean, if I'm building a site, obviously I have to think about.
Several of our technologies. Microsoft is making investing in several technologies that go beyond Internet Explorer, that go out to other browsers like Firefox and Safari and all those other things. So Atlas, for instance, which is our sort of our framework for building Ajax type sites, that works in a variety of other browsers in addition to Internet Explorer. InfoCard, which is our new sort of, you know, interesting security identity model, that, you know, you'll see some interesting stuff from some of the other browser vendors around that as well. So, as I talked about, you know, the web is sort of this community phenomenon, and you know, we understand our place in it, and that means sometimes, you know, pushing our own technologies. It means sometimes sort of crossing those barriers and going out into other browsers and on other platforms when that makes sense as well. So,
right.
So absolutely, you'll see plenty of stuff about other browser segments.
And that's one of the focuses of the scenario that I work on. So you heard what Joshua was working on. So I'm working on this scenario called the Next Generation Browsing Experience, and it will cover things just like that. So taking kind of the way we think state of the browser today? What are those kind of enhanced features that make things, you know, much more dynamic and, again, build on those web experiences that we want our customers to have?
Now, maybe for all of you, Windows Vista is going to change the usage model on the web quite a bit, right? Because I'm going to have a sidebar in Windows Vista. I'm going to have a new web page called live.com, right? And I'm going to have a new gadget model, which already has become wildly popular with developers. We have more than 100 gadgets built, and it's only been out a month or two?
Right. And we will be talking about that quite a bit. So we'll be looking at, you know, what does it take to build a good, you know, durable browser extension, for example, and we'll even be looking at what's the future of IE. So, and we're actually talking beyond Internet Explorer 7. So it'll give people an opportunity to not only hear what we're doing, but also kind of give us feedback as to what is it you would like to see when we start planning that out.
Now, if you're a developer building toolbars for Internet Explorer, like at Yahoo or Google, should you be attending this?
Definitely.
Absolutely. Yep. In fact, if I believe if you look at the mixo6.com site today, a couple of sessions around exactly that topic have already been posted. So,
okay.
Absolutely, there's a lot to talk about there. I think IE7 and some of the work that we're doing there and we'll be doing moving forward actually allows you to be even a little bit more ambitious with some of those things than people have been in the past. And yeah, there's great opportunity there. You know, come to Mix.
So who else should be coming?
Did we
cover everything that they were pretty much? Or?
Pretty close. I think, you know, what I'd reiterate again is, you know, a common theme has been, you know, we deal with business decision makers, designers, and developers. What that really means is we have some sessions that are sort of high level that pull in all three of those disciplines. You know, we like to think of those three groups as the three sort of stakeholders behind the web. The web is sort of the intersection between, you know, technical innovation coming from the developers, design innovation coming from the designers, and innovation around business model and so forth. So some of the sessions are high level, bring all those people under one umbrella, talk about these sort of high level topics, and then we go into each of those three camps, and we drill down deeply into the issues that concern each of them. So developers there will be plenty of sessions that are hands on, open the code, take a look at how to do things for that camp. Designers, there'll be lots of nuts and bolts sessions on, you know, designing for, improving usability, using design as a tool to sort of better differentiate your site, how to build deeper media and 3D sort of experiences in your designs. And then business decision makers, you know, as Josh alluded to earlier, there'll be some sessions that go right down into the hardcore, you know, metrics and business analysis and, you know, let's take a look at installed bases and whatnot. The question that I would ask you guys that I think would be fun is, so from the content stuff that we've done so far, Thomas and Josh, what are the three sessions that you're really looking forward to seeing? What are the ones that you really think look fun?
I think the business of RSS, so it's a type of panel discussion that we're having. I think that one of the things I see a lot is people sort of understand the RSS technology, but they're figuring out, well, is there more to that? You know, how
is
do
it
I...
just for blogging?
Exactly.
Yeah. So somebody in the meeting just before this made that point. I go, no, it's not just for blogging. You can subscribe to your Halo 2 feed, for
instance. Exactly. You know? So I think that some of it will be talking about...
Although I want to see a business case for Halo 2.
Well, you may have to come to the Mix to find out what that is.
Advertising,
but
right?
There you go.
Yeah.
I think the other ones, of course, I would have to say the Atlas ones. I think that it's a compelling technology that folks are really interested in. There's a lot of buzz behind that. Some of the other more interesting discussions, I think we have one called Directions and Markup that I think is really compelling in that people are trying to understand, you know, what is it with, you know, HTML and dynamic HTML, and, you know, you've now got, you know, Ajax, which is really kind of bringing JavaScript up to the forefront, and then we have this whole XAML thing, and people are really trying to come to grips with, well, what does XAML mean? How does it relate to HTML? So I think that's going to be one that people are really going to be kind of flocking to, because people are going to want to understand what is that kind of next step.
And you guys are working with Web Standards Project's members as well to try to get their point of view on the panel?
Yeah, so it's real important for us, again, to get partners in. So instead of us just kind of saying, well, here's Microsoft's, you know, spin on this, you know, what we want is partners to come in and say, hey, this is what we see, you know. And, yeah. And it may be different than what we're thinking. And those, I think, will make for great discussions where you have Microsoft, you know, saying this is the way we see it and other people saying something different. It's always a fun panel.
Cool, thanks.
All right, so I think I would add, you know, I would concur with Thomas on the RSS discussions. I think will be very interesting. Another one that I think is going to be very interesting is the future of IE8, which we're building as mostly a discussion where, you know, we'll talk some about future developments of IE, but basically open it up to, you know, open discussion with people there about, you know, what kind of platform features should be put into IE8. And, you know, obviously there's, you know, a reignited kind of browser war going on. And, you know, with Ajax taking advantage of platform-type functionality in the browser, that's going to be very interesting. Then I would say the business drivers for Beyond the Browser, as I was talking about before, is probably a number one for me, just because it's actually very interesting what the numbers are.
So. I haven't heard too much discussion about the two-way web yet. In other words, is the web still to Microsoft a thing that people consume and look at and maybe buy something on, or is it something that you can blog and give back to and add content?
Sure. You know, obviously those are very important scenarios moving forward. You know, user-created content and that sort of thing. That's a given. I don't think anyone would argue with that at this point. There are a number of sort of tools and technologies or a number of the things that we're delivering that we'll talk about at MIX that you know, have potential implications for that world, and some of those, you know, we'll specifically talk about that. I believe there's actually a discussion on user-generated content that's in our pipeline somewhere. So absolutely, blogging and community building and all the implications of that. You know, podcasting. You know, that's one of the reasons, by the way, why I'm, you know, one of the stories that I'm really looking forward to telling at MIX and seeing come out is this whole story around the Windows Media Center and Xbox 360 and how the two of them work together to sort of pull the web and web content into your living room. You know, I think it's fascinating that people are now in the realm that you're talking about experimenting with, you know, podcasting and creating videos and so forth. You know, Channel 9 was sort of a pioneer, and let's move beyond the text and show some videos and that kind of thing. Well, you know, the living room is the natural place where you want to consume that content, you know, after a while, right? I mean, today we're on the video side, we're still kind of constrained to these tiny little video windows and that sort of thing, but those barriers are falling rapidly, and as we get to the point where the bandwidth can support real video, I want to see that stuff in my living room. I want to sit on my couch. I want to watch, you know, these longer videos and things. And Media Center, Xbox 360, where we're going with all that, we're you know, putting down what may be a very important piece in that puzzle. So, you know, if we can think about what the world will be like 2 or 3 years from now, when technologies like that, and our competitors are doing some similar things, but when technologies like that are prevalent and they're in all of our homes, you know, what's that going to do? That's
putting an emphasis on design again, because you play the Xbox 360, it's a lot of artwork. It's a experience. It's not, you know, it's not a like DOS, you know, with a command line generator, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, it's interactive, it's pretty, and it draws you in.
And I think, you know, I think when those tools are in place, you know, when that reality is there and those tools are in place and tools that allow you to sort of get a handle on that sort of thing, like the expression suite that Forrest is talking about, That has the potential to give the mass of web users out there the ability to sort of do to the you know, video content, you know, TV and movies, what bloggers have done to the traditional sort of print industry of, you know, shake things up a little bit, provide some alternate perspectives. I really look forward to seeing all that stuff emerge and just, you know, tons of great filmed content like that.
Out of all the people in this room, I think you got the hardest job because you're fighting that command line legacy of Microsoft, right? Microsoft is known as a geek company, a platform company, and I still go back to the early 90s and late 80s where the command line was prevalent, and that's where Microsoft got its, you know, its largesse, right?
Last week we had a lot of our field organization here in Redmond for something called Tech Ready, which is just a technical briefing for our field organization, a lot of whom are engaged deeply with the enterprise all over the world, talking to large customers about what are their needs in the enterprise for building applications for their customers, their end users. And, when we do the UX pitch, this idea that,
UX is
user experience, this idea that, the productivity and efficiency and satisfaction of the actual user of an application is actually an important thing, and that a lot of that is informed by the visual presentation of information and the visualization of data and the usability of the application as in terms of how the UI is presented and rendered. When we talk about it and give examples and show examples, a lot of the things that we've been building internally, it does resonate. It resonates very directly, and people get it, like a little light bulb goes off, and people go, oh, I get it. This is more than just about kind of like consumer applications that are pretty and fun. This is actually a meaningful thing to all applications. And what's really exciting is I think we're kind of crossing a chasm, if you will, where people are starting to realize that internally, our customers are starting to get it, and certainly on the web it's extremely prevalent already. So designers then become a really critical component to building out these next generation experiences because designers need to work with developers. Experiences.
But I used to be a designer and hang out with the Quark
Express. Once a designer, always a designer. You can't get away from that.
Yeah, but they use tools like Photoshop and Illustrator and all and Flash and all those kinds of things. And this isn't Microsoft isn't top of mind for them, right? They don't think about Microsoft when they think of a tools vendor that they're going to need to interact with.
And that's the challenge for us. What we need to do is offer some kick-ass technology, some really cool, compelling, creative tools.
That is.
And at the platform level, with Windows and with some of the technologies on our server, such as ASP.NET Atlas, we're offering some really great innovation. So if you couple the platform capabilities with the tooling, and of course Visual Studio already rocks, you put that all together, you really are offering something exciting to designers. And it's going to take us time. We need to get out and meet with designers. And Mix is a great opportunity to do that. So we're going to have some really neat...
But you have two challenges. That's why you're in the hot seat. One is to get designers to think about Microsoft technologies, which I think you'll have some success with because of the Interaction Designer and other technologies you're coming out with. The second one is how do you change the development process to be from a geek-controlled process, which back in the 80s was all command line, right?
Yeah.
That's how apps were built. You go back and look at Lotus or Borland or WordPerfect. They were mostly command line, and now you're moving into a new world where the designer almost is controlling the world. And so now you're going to have to convince not only the designers to come into Microsoft and use our technologies and tools, which is hard enough, but now you have to convince the development team to change to really put design at top level, right?
I think you're absolutely right. You're very much looking at it, though, from the point of view of the development team somehow being in control. I think the person in control is the end user.
Yeah.
And the end user's needs are ultimately what everyone is striving for. So as the end user's needs become clearer in terms of how usability and productivity efficiency impact their satisfaction, there's only one way to go, which is to build better apps. And building better apps requires more than just development. It requires design. It requires a collaboration of the two. So ultimately, users' needs are going to drive all of this.
Yeah.
And really, streamlining that process is super important. And we've invested. You're absolutely right that Microsoft culturally, this design thing is a new thing here. But a lot of it is being driven from. We recognize at the high level that these improvements in user experience. This is really where the green field is for innovation in the next 10 years or so. I mean, we make great platform technologies. We can keep making APIs until we're blue in the face. I think we're starting to understand that, people have pretty much enough APIs these days. There's still some work we can continue to do on some fronts, but we've sort of gotten all the low-hanging fruit that we can get from developing better infrastructure technologies and better app models and better APIs to hit. The next low-hanging fruit, and where the real green field is, you know, we believe at Microsoft, is by giving designers and folks on that end of the equation the tools they need to innovate on this user experience front. And I really think, I believe in, this was a controversial idea at Microsoft a few years ago, I think, but people are more and more coming around to it, that I believe that's where you're going to see the next real serious strides in innovation over the next 5 or 10 years. It's going to be designers, really improving user experience and really finding how user experience can unlock interesting new features and interesting new capabilities. As opposed to, somebody discovering the long-lost API that no one had before.
Yeah. To wrap it up, because we started this video over by the sign, which was done by, what was his name? Anthony Weeks.
Yep.
And he did a great job of drawing out our meeting 2 weeks ago. Since then, I've been to Consumer Electronics Show, right? Mm-hmm. And Bill Gates showed off a new version of Flight Simulator.
Yeah.
Which was stunning.
And
the realism. Are we going to see any of that kind of any games or entertainment or virtual reality or virtual?
You're certainly going to see lots of entertainment related cool things. You're going to get a little bit longer and deeper look at some of the stuff that was shown off at CES, plus see some new things along those lines. Obviously, entertainment is one of those key sort of sectors, key scenarios on the internet, and so therefore, it's certainly fair game for Mix, and absolutely there's a ton of cool stuff you're going to see on that front. I mentioned before that one of the things that I'm particularly excited about is the intersection between Windows and Xbox. Windows, the product we call Windows Media Center today, and in the future that's going to morph in some interesting directions, and the magic that happens when you bring one of those together with an Xbox 360. That story we've sort of told that, but I don't think we've done a good enough job of really showing off just how interesting that is and how great of an entertainment experience those two things can come together to show. There'll be a heavy spotlight on that at Mix. It's really at Mix for the first time, I think, that we're really going to amp that story up and give it all the airtime it deserves.
Last month, I was standing with two geeks at Reuters mm-hmm. headquarters in London, mm-hmm. and they were showing me their $1 million sign in their lobby, which was run by RSS feeds, XML feeds.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not quite what you think of when you think of the web. You know, when I think of the web, I think of Internet Explorer or Firefox. You visit a URL and you click around a little bit, or maybe do a search and click around a little bit. Is that the web? Is retail signage going to be something that maybe...
That's part of the dialogue. So, I think we all have our ideas of what the web might be, but the point is that it's evolving so quickly, the creativity of the community, the technologies that are evolving. You put that all together and Mix comes out of it. So this is a discussion that we want to have with the community. That's part of what this conference is about. So... We won't spoil it for you by trying to tell you what the web is. Mix, talk about it with us. We'll tell you about some amazing new technologies from Microsoft tools for both, the business decision maker, developer, and designer. So those are the three constituents.
Very cool.
Absolutely. The web is more than, the web is more than a development platform. It's a phenomenon unto itself. This is a discussion we often have internally here all the time. Believe it or not, we have to discuss such things inside Microsoft. But when we say web, what do we mean? In the early days when we were talking about Mix and we'd say it's a web conference, whole meetings would get derailed by, so web, what does web mean? Does that mean somebody that runs in the browser? Skype, aren't they a web company, right? They don't quite run in the browser.
Some of the purists would argue there.
That
right?
sort of thing. Absolutely. And those were exactly the
would
sort
Tim
of arguments.
Would Tim Berners-Lee call that a web app? I don't know.
Those are exactly some of the arguments that we had. And so the way I think of web, is web to me, to me, the innovation that's defined the web has been as much on the business side of things as on the technological side of things. So to me, web is a series of interesting new business models that are spinning up around software. So business models built around content, around advertising, around that sort of thing. So if you look at things that way, I think it's almost limitless what the web's going to be. Commercial signage being driven by web technology and that sort of thing. Sure, absolutely. I can completely see that sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, Nike had an ad in Times Square where you could stand in front of the huge billboard and use your cell phone to change the color of the shoe up on the ad. So you get this interactive, and it's all through web technologies. It was web services built on a Microsoft
absolutely.
Product that ran that ad. So.
Absolutely.
There are all sorts of weird things that you can do with Microsoft stuff. Anyways, thanks for spending 40 minutes with me and explaining.
Thank you.
And, is there anything else?
Any March 20th through 22nd in Las Vegas, the Venetian Hotel, Mix. Go to mix06.com. That's where you can find the latest information on the sessions and all of that stuff.
And you write the blog, right?
And I write the blog. I'm a little behind the last couple days, but I will catch up quickly. And myself, actually all of us will be contributing to the blog, but... I'm glad you mentioned the blog because the blog, by the way, we envision the blog not just to be a tool for sort of getting out the latest news about Mix, but we actually want to start some of these discussions in advance of the conference. Some of these discussions are on the web and where it's going. So pretty soon on the blog, we're going to start talking about some of these issues. And I'd ask you all to please come by, drop by, tell us we're crazy, tell us we're insane. Post your thoughts. We're really hoping to generate some interesting dialogue in advance of the show.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.